From the Presidential Towers in Chicago, Dean Richards is live at the American Lung Association's Fight for Air Climb on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Climbers still getting ready to go up into the four towers, the Presidential Towers here in the West Loop, all benefiting the American Lung Association. Wanted to bring on a couple of the participants who have not gone up yet, who will be going up in just a little while. And they are Mike Bittner and Leah Giblin. They are both firefighters who are going up. Guys, welcome, first of all. Nice to have you here with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah, tell us, so first of all, you know, tell me your engine companies, your, you know, who are you with?
I'm on the Chicago Fire Department. I'm at Truck 49.
It's one of the best trucks.
It's my favorite.
It's my favorite truck.
Yeah.
And I'm a wildland firefighter. We're based out of Wilmington, Illinois, on the Madewin National Tallgrass Prairie.
So what does that mean, wild?
Forest fires.
Oh,
Smokey the Bear.
That's cool.
That's us. Yep. So
we
got structural and you got wildland here.
Wow. Okay. When you think firefighter, you think the men and women that you see, you know, hanging around firehouses or in the city and the suburbs. But extra crucial because there are so many problems around the country with wildfires and, you know, the kinds of fires that you in particular are fighting against.
Yep. Yeah. We have a crew of 22 folks, and we bring them on for 6 months out of the year, and we go and travel the U.S. We're limitless, mainly as far as where we can go. So last year we were in Idaho, New Mexico, West Virginia, Michigan.
Wow.
So
you get dropped into different places around the country then, huh?
Yes, we do. Yep.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yep, and we're based down in Wilmington, Illinois, down there on the Madewin National Tallgrass Prairie. We're the Madewin Hotshots, so that's what they call us. That's the name.
And Leah, I don't want to short shrift what you are doing.
She's fighting fires too here, Dean.
In the city, but I'm just a little fascinated with this.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Because it is kind of Smokey the Bear-like. So how does this work then? When there are trouble spots, they bring you and others like you in?
Yep. And structural folks are just as involved in it, you know, as we are. Definitely there's a lot more with the, you know, public, you know, spreading out a little bit farther out in the woods and everything. There's definitely, we don't have as much training as they do with the structural side of it, so it's really awesome to have them there because we don't know the first thing, you know. We know a little bit how to protect them from the fire, but, you know, once, when it gets into, like, the California area and everything, we definitely, there's a really big crossroads with it, too, so.
Right. So, are you working with conventional fire trucks and similar kind of equipment, or is it more aerial, or how does that work?
It's kind of all around. We definitely do a lot more of the aerial stuff. We're, like, directing helicopters, the sky cranes that you see, like, out in California or anything like that, and then, like, the air tankers and everything, too. And these guys work with them as well, too, for a lot of the structural protection is for that part of it. And, we travel around the country in these basically crew buggies is what we call them. They hold about seven folks, and it's just enough to carry our tools and everything. But there are other aspects of wildland firefighting, too. There's the Type 6 engines that they have Type 1s, and we have, like, Type 6, which is basically a truck chassis with a big fire pump on it. So.
Don't worry, Leah. I'll ask you some questions.
I was
going to get to Leah right now and find out how long you've been doing this.
I've been doing this for 3 years now.
Yeah, how did you get involved with this?
You know what? I was very blessed. My parents just said, hey, maybe you should go take that fire test.
Really?
Yes, and I was very lucky, and I actually got called to be on the job.
Did you come from a family of firefighters?
Not much. But after going through the academy, I absolutely loved it, and I just... this is a job for me.
And where is your area?
I'm at 73rd and Kingston.
73rd and Kingston. I grew up near 79th and Kingston.
Okay.
So right, very close to that. And are there a lot of female firefighters?
You know what? I was lucky as well. I went through the academy with 20 other females. There's not a lot of us, but we're growing in numbers.
And I can imagine how challenging it must have been when you were first coming up with this. I mean, I know a lot of firefighters, and they're great guys that I know. They are people, also Dean. Great pranksters.
Yep.
They are great pranksters. Love to prank each other. I mean, they are the ones that I know are all men in the same firehouse. But they like to kid with the, they love each other and would do anything for each other.
Absolutely.
But they love playing practical jokes on each other, and so you become, you know, maybe I'm guessing maybe one of the first female firefighters in your firehouse?
Yes, I am actually, I believe, the first firewoman on Truck 49.
Are you the only one in the house now?
We have a lot of female paramedics there, but as far as firefighters, I'm the only female.
Living in the house?
In the house.
How does that, is a different I'm, kind of accommodation?
I'm so used to it. It's a lot of fun, yeah.
That's so interesting. Mm-hmm. And has... this met every expectation when you were going through the academy?
You know what? No. Beforehand, I was kind of worried, but the guys were 110% supportive of me throughout the academy, and then when I got to my first firehouse.
Do you realize she's tougher than both of us?
Oh, she could snap us both like
seriously.
Twins. Are you kidding
me? She probably weighs about 110 pounds, but she's much more brave and much more...
100%. 100%. And I know how the dynamics are in firehouses. Everyone's got each other's back. Everyone has to be a top professional in what they do. I mean, they goof around in the firehouse on their off time, but when it comes down to business, it's down to business.
Yeah, when it's time to work, we're serious and we're trained well, and
I only just met Leah 5 minutes ago. I have no doubt in my mind that you carry your weight and then some, probably.
You have to, absolutely.
Because I'll bet you almost felt like you had more to prove as a woman coming into the firehouse.
Sure. That,
because you carry the same equipment, you have the same responsibilities, that you have to pull the same weight as the guys who are there, right?
Sure. But the guys see that you can do it, and then they have your back 100%.
So you have to pass the same exact test as everyone?
Yes.
There's no allowances or anything?
No, absolutely not.
So she's much cooler and braver than we are.
You're kidding. I'm ashamed to be me right now.
Yeah, I mean, I'm
listening.
Leaving.
Just listening to both of these. Yeah. I always, whenever I'm around the, you know, firefighters or first responders, paramedics, you know, I always leave those kind of situations going, what am I doing with my life?
I know.
These people are literally saving lives every day and doing for others every single day. How you have nothing but, how you cannot have respect and admiration for, you know, both of you and what you do.
Dean, you're allowing people not to go to a bad movie. Okay, so don't underestimate
my contribution. That's my contribution in life.
You're saving people an hour and a half.
I go see bad movies so you don't have to. Right, exactly.
So you guys are going to climb up with your whole gear on today, right?
Correct.
Yep.
How much does that weigh?
Over 75 pounds for me.
75 pounds? What does that mean? Is yours more?
We don't carry the same gear, but we have about 60 pounds gear with us.
It's a small child.
That's kind of a large child. Well, I don't know how big you were when you were born.
I weighed 60 pounds when I was born. No, but I mean that's like having a kid on your back.
So what are you carrying? What's the gear that you're carrying?
So in our packs that we have to have enough supply for 24 hours because we're in such rural areas, kind of out in the woods and everything. So we have a gallon and a half of water, an MRE, which is the meal ready to eat. That's like basically military rations, dried food. It's awesome.
Awesome.
A first aid kit, radio, GPS, just, and then a lot of miscellaneous stuff for just basically what we would need for being out in the woods and everything.
Turntable.
Yeah.
Laying down some tracks.
Doing some beats.
Right. Throwing down some tracks. And Leah, for you, what are you carrying?
We have our bunker gear, which is our boots, pants, coat. We have our air packs on and helmets. Normally, we'd be carrying axes. I don't know why they won't let us carry axes up the
what
towers
What could possibly
today?
Go wrong in a narrow stairway with axes?
Unfortunately.
So you carry an axe all the time?
Depends on the call.
Wow. How much does that coat weigh?
I'm not sure exactly.
It's heavy.
It's heavy, though.
Yeah, we carry tools inside the coat.
It's not like a Burberry. I mean, it's heavier, right?
It's not light.
If I'm wearing a London Fog, it's not the same, right? I mean, is there stuff in there, or why is it so heavy?
Well, the way the material it's made out of is to protect us from the extreme heat conditions. So you got to imagine how much that.
So the, it's the material, because it's heat resistant, makes it heavy.
I would imagine like you the have, layering of it also, and the fact that you've got pockets.
Sure, full of tools,
all over it, so you
radio.
They're like Harpo Marx. They just open.
Yeah, it's
it
like
up
a magician. Yeah, it's like they have an axe. They have
an axe, a rabbit,
air mask, a rabbit. Right, all of those things.
All those little little handkerchiefs that keep coming out when you pull them.
That's right. Guys, talk to me about why this was important for you guys to do this climb today.
Well, you know, we're very blessed to have this job, but as you know, the job comes with a lot of risks, and the main risk for firefighters now is developing cancer, and we've seen a lot of our guys and women go through it. It's a terrible thing to watch, so we're here. This is definitely a challenge. We like a challenge. And we're going to do it together, and we're just raising funds and awareness. So
breathing in the smoke?
What's that? Yeah.
I never thought
of that. Everything's made out of plastic now.
I would bet not just breathing in smoke, but carcinogens from whatever it is that's burning.
Like a computer or something like that?
Has to be a poisonous kind of smoke to begin with anyway. So you don't even think about that.
I never thought of that.
When you see people running, as other people are running out, you guys are running into those kinds of things. Mike, same thing for you? Same kind of reasons for you doing this?
Leah said it best. You know, it's just huge for us. We appreciate the opportunity to come out here and do this. And, you know, it's, I mean, we're, you know, kind of behind the scenes, definitely, and not so much evident here in Chicago and everything. So it's definitely nice to get out here and interface with these folks. And it's awesome to meet folks like Leah and meet the structural folks around here. But a huge reason is I have a uncle that suffers from lung cancer. So he is definitely, I lived with him. He helped me get my start in my career and definitely kept me in line at the first part, going to school and everything, making sure the grades were up and everything, him and my grandma. So definitely those two were a huge influence on me. And I watched my my uncle, who's a recovery patient now, 8 years now, and just watch what he goes through every day. So
is fighting a fire outdoors different than the way that she would be fighting it indoors?
Yeah, very different. Yep.
Because of the wind and everything?
Yep, yeah. Ours is a lot of weather influence type stuff. And, I mean, yeah, it's definitely not nearly the amount of toxins that they have to, you know, inhale and everything. But when we're out on fires and everything, if we're carrying, you know, that much extra weight for an oxygen tank, definitely would weigh us down a little bit more. But yeah, it's just kind of getting out there and getting in the elements and everything. And I don't know, it's fun. It's an exciting job. And
equally as crucial, equally as important,
and yeah,
equal admiration for all that you get for both of you for doing this, for being here today, doing this walk. We've seen lots of firefighters going up the steps with all their gear here today. So you guys are very well represented here today.
Have you guys done this before?
Yes, I did it last year as well.
Yeah, this will be our third year doing it.
Yeah, so I mean they walk the walk literally, you know, today. So
she's got the giant. Oh no, you don't have your giant boots on though.
Not yet.
Oh, you're gonna put them on. Okay.
Look at you checking out the fashion.
Well, because I've worn that outfit one time.
Jim Turrell. What? Jim Turrell was
on the weekends.
It was a Village People show that he was doing. He was the naughty fireman.
Yeah, they didn't bring my construction worker outfit, so I became a fireman.
Make do. We really appreciate you coming in today and being part of this. And again, thank you for all that you do every single day. Give our best and send all our admiration to all the men and women who, you know, do the same jobs that you do. We have just so much respect for what you do.
You guys have a Dalmatian at your house?
Not currently. But used to.
You did, right? Yes. See, isn't that funny? I thought it was funny. Because you always see a Dalmatian. I always wondered if that's just a cliche or they really still do that.
Could you have some other kind of dog if you wanted to?
Sure, you could. Yeah, there's dogs around.
Sure, you could.
See, you're not the only one that can ask a stupid dog question. I can out-stupid you any day of the week.
Oh, I have no question about that.
Leah Giblin with the Chicago Fire Department.
They're all going up the stairs right now, Dean.
Mike Bittner,
I think they're supposed to be part of that group.
You better get going. Get your boots on.
Look at that group.
That is a cool picture right there.
There's a group of firefighters.
Going up the escalator.
Air tanks on their back, full gear going up the stairs here at Presidential Towers, and they're going to be joining them right now. Mike Bittner, Leah Giblin, thank you so much, guys. We really appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Be safe out there, guys.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for having me.